This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now accused of asking a staffer to delete camera footage in the Florida classified documents case. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
In an updated grand jury indictment just unsealed, former President Donald Trump is now facing new accusations that he and aides asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his Florida estate in an effort to obstruct the classified documents investigation. The indictment quotes a Mar-a-Lago property manager, Carlos de Oliveira, telling a colleague that the boss wanted a server hosting the footage to be deleted. It says de Oliveira went to the IT office last June, took an employee to a small room known as the audio closet, and asked the person how many days the server retained footage. De Oliveira was added to the indictment, charged with obstruction and false statements related to an interview that he gave the FBI earlier this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wildfires reached the outskirts of Athens on Thursday. A strong gust of wind caused flare-ups around Greece, disrupting highway traffic and rail services. The fire raged across parts of the country during three successive Mediterranean heat waves over 2 weeks, leaving five people dead, including two firefighters. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says symptoms of extreme heat on humanity are already unbearable.
The consequences are clear and they are tragic. Children swept away by monsoon rains, families running from the flames, workers collapsing in scorching heat.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. With the heat wave spreading across the United States, President Joe Biden unveils some new steps to protect outdoor workers. We get more on that story from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Record temperatures, and I mean record, are now affecting more than 100 million Americans.
Which is why President Biden directed the Department of Labor to increase inspections of potentially dangerous workplaces like farms and construction sites. He also wants heightened enforcement of heat safety violations.
I've asked Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert. It clarifies that workers have a federal heat-related protections.
The president also encouraged people to check on neighbors and loved ones during the heat wave and head to cooling centers.
I want the American people to know help is here, and we're going to make it available to anyone who needs it.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Sudanese army delegations to talks in the Saudi Red Sea port of Jeddah aimed at restoring peace to Sudan has returned home for consultations and will continue after obstacles are overcome, according to an army statement released on Thursday. The latest round of Jeddah talks aimed to bring a pause, if not complete end, to fighting that broke out in April as the army and paramilitary rapid support forces vied for power. More than 3.5 million people have been uprooted because of that fighting. Niger's army command on Thursday declared its support for a coup carried out the previous day by soldiers of the Presidential Guard, saying its priority was to avoid destabilizing the country. Hundreds of supporters of the coup gathered in front of the National Assembly in the capital, Niamey, playing a pro-army music under an overcast sky left by heavy showers on the day. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for the release of Niger's president, Mohamed Bazoum, and said was concerned about the region as a whole.
So we are witnessing that the whole belt south of the Sahara is becoming an extremely problematic area with terrible consequences for their populations and with terrible consequences for peace and stability in the African continent and further afield.
Rescue operations resumed Friday in the Philippines, a day after a small boat capsized in the lake near the Philippines' capital on Thursday, killing 23 people on board, leaving six others missing. A Coast Guard spokesperson said 40 people were rescued on Thursday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.